Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Bruised Not Broken podcast. You know who it is. It's your host, Desi. And today we're going to be talking about making ourselves available. So before we get into anything, I want us to start off with Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Again, it's Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. If you don't have it, that's okay. If you do have it, amen. I'm going to read it to you guys anyway. And it says, "Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established." Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. What does that mean to you guys? Commit thy works unto the Lord. Commitment takes dedication, it takes devotion, and it takes being faithful, and also, you know, being reliable. When you are committed to something, you are dedicated. You are designated for that assignment. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is something that you're passionate about because you're committed to it. And you can also be committed to something and not be passionate about it just because it's a duty. So I want to talk about the good kind of commitment. The good kind of commitment is basically you making the choice to do something out of your own free will, out of your own love, out of your own heart saying that I want to do this because I love it, because I know it's right. I want to commit my works to God because I love him and he has done so much for me that why should I not do the same thing for him? You know what I'm saying? Commit thy works unto the Lord. So yeah, I know I love to break things down to perspective. So when you look at the etymology of the word commit, you've seen that the original definition is to unite, to connect, to combine, or to bring together. I really want us to focus on that bringing together. So let's look at it like this. Bring together thy works to the Lord. Bring together thy works unto the Lord. Now, it's commit thy works unto the Lord, but I wanted to look at bring together thy works to the Lord. I wonder why bring together was, you know, one of the original definitions. I'm like, okay, bring together thy works unto the Lord. So you can't bring half a plan and expect everything to work out. You can't bring half a business plan and expect the audience that you are showing this business plan to be okay with being a stakeholder or a shareholder in your business. You know, God is saying, listen, bring together your works to me. Not no half plan, not no, you know, not nothing you never thought about. You got to put some work behind this thing. You got to be able to bring it together. You may not have all the pieces. I get that. You know what I'm saying? You may not have everything all in place, but what you do have, you have given it your all. You have brought it all together because you have put everything that the Lord poured into you into that very thing, into that very commitment, into that very assignment that you committed to. So bring together thy works unto the Lord. I really just want to stay here real quick because I'm trying to get this out how I feel the Lord telling me. So when I look at, you know, commit, I also see to entrust. So when I'm committing something, I am entrusting that thing as well. I am trusting it to give me the result, you know, that I'm looking for. I am trusting that it will give me the outcome that I was looking for when I, you know, originally got the input or when I originally gave the input. So when I am committing myself to something, I'm also seeing it through, you know? I am trusting to see it through because I trust that the end goal is what, you know, I originally envisioned. You know what I'm saying? I trust that God is going to see it through. The victory is mine anyway, so there's no need to worry. So when you are committing your works to the Lord, that means you are committing without worry. You are committing without anxiety. You are committing without, you know, double guessing or, you know, just basically being double-minded about whether God got you or not. You know what I'm saying? When you are committing something to God, you got to know that God has already taken care of it. And it's crazy because we didn't even get to the second part of the scripture. We're only on the first part, but I really want you guys to understand that when you are committing something to God, you are giving it your all and you are bringing it together when you bring it to him. Ooh. See, okay, here it is. Okay, so when you are committing thy works unto the Lord, you are bringing it together when you are bringing it to him. You may not have it on your own, but understand that God makes the difference. God makes up the difference. So you're bringing it together. It is becoming whole once you step into the Lord, once you give it to him. So now let's go to the second part. It said, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. In thy thoughts shall be established. Thy thoughts. So now we're in the mind. So first it was the physical, now we're in the mind. Commit thy works. Thy works is labor. So when I'm committing my labor to the Lord, the things in my mind will start to be concrete, excuse me. They will become reality. They will become real. They will, you know, start to flourish and, you know, come to life. So when I'm committing to God in the physical, the things that are going up, you know, in the mental will also be established. So you're telling me what I already believed has been planted by the works I've sown unto the Lord. Y'all catching what I'm doing here? So listen. So it's like a if-then statement. If I commit my works to the Lord, then my thoughts will be established. Because you can't have an established thought if your works are not committed to God. If you are not entrusting God with your physical labor, how then will you be able to trust him with things you cannot see? Oh my gosh, I am getting somewhere. I am getting somewhere, guys. Stay with me. So, in order for you to make that thing come to life, in order for your thoughts to come outside, in order for you to see the things that are going inside of your thoughts, to see the blessings really fall down, you have to trust God. You have to trust God with your labor. You got to make sure that your actions are being parallel or is in alignment, you know, with the law of the Lord. So I just want you guys to, like, keep that on your mind as we're going through today's episode. Proverbs 16:3, again, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. And when I think about the word established, I think about making it available. Because when something is established, it has now become available. It is now, you know, has that foundation for it to, you know, grow into something. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, in my mind, I know I'm going to be the CEO. In my mind, I already believe myself to be, you know, the next top boss, the next, you know, Fortune 500 company. In my mind, you know, these things are, you know, real. But if I don't commit my actions, if my actions don't, you know, follow behind that, and, you know, if I don't trust God with the things that I'm believing, then it won't come to life. You know what I'm saying? Faith without works is dead, and you can't, you know, say one thing and do another. You can't say, yes, I believe that God is going to do this thing for me, and then act in a total, you know, act in a total opposite way, showing that you don't believe that God is going to do this for you. So make sure that your mind and your actions are parallel, and also make sure that you are trusting God with your labor, that you are committing your actions to the will of God, not to your own fleshly desires and not to your own fleshly indulgences, you know, such as, you know, your freedom to do or say whatever. Because just because you have the ability to do so doesn't mean that you should. There's a lot of things in this world that we have access to. There's a lot of things in this world that we are able to do, but they do not fall in line with the Lord. They, you know, do not fall in the path of the blessed. In fact, they actually fall with the wicked. And so you have to really make sure that you are paying attention to those things and making sure you're just being observant and praying to God, you know, for discernment to know the difference between what is God and what is just good, but not God. So, again, today's topic is making yourself available. We started off with Proverbs 16:3, but I really just want us to focus in three areas of our lives that we need to make ourselves available in. So, the first part is in the kingdom. Are you making yourself available to God? Because at the end of the day, when you are making yourself available in the kingdom, you're making yourself available to be of service, of, you know, being of service to God, to be his servant, to wash the feet of others, to do what he has called you to do. And a lot of the times we say, you know, hey, we are here ready for God, but we don't take the moment to stop. Stopping is also making yourself available. Stopping and, you know, just dropping everything that you're doing and just being still is also how we make ourselves available. Sometimes we can be so busy with our lives and we're saying, you know, we're doing this for God or we're doing this, you know, that for God. But in our reality, we're doing it just because we believe that we need to. And God's like, I didn't even ask you to do this. I didn't ask you to go out here and, you know, take on this extra work. I didn't ask you to do this. The reason you're so tired is because you're doing it without me. It's because you're doing it without God. And so before you take that leap or before you make that jump, make sure that you are focusing on what needs to be focused on, that you are really centering yourself around God and you're not missing the opportunity to get to know him better by being so busy. Because there's a difference between being busy and being productive. Just because you're busy doesn't mean that you're being productive. You can be so busy and not get nothing done at the end of the day. You know, just because you have a lot on your plate, being productive is actually checking off those tasks, making sure that they are complete, and being able to go on to the next one. Being busy is trying to do 10 assignments at once and not getting anything done. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you know the difference between being busy and being productive. But yes, stopping and making yourself, you know, available to listen to God, to hear his people, to, you know, hear the whisper that's in the wind, that's also making yourself available. And when I look at Proverbs chapter 16:3, and it says, you know, thy thoughts shall be established, I see that as thy ideas will be made available. So yeah, we can have all the thoughts, you know, going in and through our minds. However, you know, most of those thoughts can be, you know, thoughts of anxiety, thoughts of depression, thoughts that are not, you know, pure and not honorable. They're actually thoughts of evil. You know what I'm saying? There are thoughts that are trying to distract you. So when I see that if we commit our works to the Lord, our thoughts will be established, it's the thoughts that are purposed in God. It's the thoughts that are pure. It's the thoughts that are true, you know? And when you look at Proverbs 16:3 in another version, you get a different variation. So I'm looking at it in the New International Version. And so basically it says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. So from the King James Version, we see that thoughts are like plans. We see that the works is also translated into whatever you do. So it says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. So basically, whatever you got planned, if God is not in the mix, if you do not submit that plan to God, if you do not bring it to him for, you know, confirmation, if you do not say, hey, God, here's what I have, you know, does this align with your purpose for my life? If you do not do that, then your plans will not be established. One, because you're trying to do it without God. Nothing can flourish without God's breath. God had to breathe into the dust in order for us to come to life. So before you see anything take off, you must allow God to breathe into that thing. Because if he do not, that very plan is going to wither away, just like every perishable thing that is not abided in the vine. So keep that in mind. And also, when you're reading the Bible, it's good to read different variations just because you get a different interpretation, you know, for each scripture. And one interpretation may be, you know, something that God has been trying to speak to you for some time now, but you just weren't understanding it in another version. But anyway, so the first area is, you know, commit to the Lord and make yourself available in the kingdom. Because once you seek God first, everything else is going to fall into place. And I'm not saying, you know, to seek God out just so things can work out for you. You need to seek God out because you love him. You need to seek God out because all the things that he's done for you. Just because you know that if you don't seek him, you will not be getting anywhere. You know what I'm saying? You will not flourish. You will not prosper. Instead, you will stay stagnant in the pit. So make yourself available to God. And another way to make yourself available to God is to make yourself available to his people. You know, that calls for interruptions. We talk about this all the time. Your life is going to be interrupted when you are a Christian, okay? Your life is going to be interrupted when you are following God. Jesus was called to do many things. He didn't plan on, you know, doing these miracles. He didn't plan on, you know, stopping his journey and, you know, doing this and doing that sporadically. No, he did not plan that. But he had to make himself available for interruptions because things are always going to come, you know? Things that are unexpected are always going to come. And since you have the light of God inside of you, they are going to be attracted to you because they know that they can get that help from you because you have God working inside of you. You have that great thing, that greatness beaming inside of you that everybody wants a part of. You know, when people see how God is working inside of you, when people see the things God is doing in your life, they become more attracted to you because they want to know what the secret is. They want to know what the secret sauce is. They want to know, dang, this girl is prospering. This girl is just living life abundantly. I wonder how she is doing that. And then they see the kind of God you serve, and they see the things that you are inheriting from his good grace that they too want to follow in those footsteps. So understand that you are a representative for Christ, and everybody is looking at you. You know, even when you think that nobody is watching you, you know that people are watching you. And make sure that you are being a good representation of the Lord, because what they see, that is how they are measuring God. It's sad, but it's true, because, you know, some people don't know God for themselves. And so the very thing that they get of God is that glimpse from you. So you better make sure that what you are doing in this world, that the actions that you are doing in this world and the, you know, labor that you're doing in this world, make sure that it is representing God well. So another area that you need to make yourself available is at home. Yes, it is very important that you make yourself available at home. I see it all the time how you have these, you know, big time bosses who are just so elegant and so efficient in the office, but in their home, it's like a train wreck, you know, and it's crazy. Like, your work life is just amazing, but your home life is just in shatters. Like, that happens all the time because that's what happens when you don't split your focus. That's what happens when you don't know how to balance out your life, okay? You don't, you're not operating in that flexibility that God has given you. So in order to make yourself available at home, you first need to make yourself available to God, okay? And when you hear these things, at the end of the day, everything is always going to go back to God because he is your source of strength. He is your source for everything. He's your all in all. So in order for you to get from point A to point B, you first need to stop at point A and get that gas. And God is that source. God is going to fuel you up and get you to where you need to go. So in order for you to become available at home and to be more efficient and effective at home, you need to go to God. Because when you make yourself available and you are able to sit at the feet of the Lord, you are going to get a revelation. He's going to reveal some things to you that is going to work in your life, that is going to work for your home, that's going to work for your children. Again, because at the end of the day, we all came from him and we all make up the body of Christ. And what better way to know what your function is than to go to the one who created it all? So make yourself available at home by putting God in the mix of it all, by putting God in the center. A lot of times, you know, a house doesn't run the way that it is supposed to because God is not in it. We wonder why our kids grow up this way, or we wonder why, you know, things happen in this house is because, you know, God was never in the middle. You know, God was never in the center of it all. So if you want to learn how to make your house run, make sure you're putting God in there, because sometimes, you know, we don't add God in the mix until after things hit the fan, and then we want God to just be the fixer-upper. But God is more than a fixer-upper. God is a healer. He is a miracle worker. And at the end of the day, he is our Father, and he only wants what's best for us. So make yourself available to God, make yourself available at home, and the last thing is to make yourself available in your career. If you want to see success, if you want to see yourself prosper, you got to also make yourself available in your career. You know what I'm saying? You will never be that big-time CEO without first putting in that work in, you know? Late nights, early mornings. I know you guys heard this before, but it is a serious thing. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you'll be working from 9 to 9 or 12 to 12. Sometimes you'll be working 24 hours, but later on, once you reflect back on those times, you know, on those late nights, you'll see how those late nights were the foundation of your passive income that you see today, you know? So make yourself available in your career by committing yourself in the position that God placed you in. You say, hey, God, I wanted this business. I want to become this app developer. I want to become this graphic designer. Okay, God has given you this clientele to do so. However, you're dodging, you know, you're dodging clients just because it's so busy. It's a lot of work to do. They're requiring you to, you know, stay past the time that you want to stay in there. Listen, businesses don't just grow off trees, okay? It takes work and dedication. And if you want to see true prosperation, you're going to need to commit those works to God by committing yourself in faith. I told you, faith without works is dead. And you cannot take off in your career the way that you want to without first trusting that God is going to take you far, that God is going to get you to where you need to go. You know what I'm saying? So yes, you may hate it. You may hate the late nights and the early mornings. But what I do is, even when I'm tired, I'm like, you know what? This won't always be this way. I won't always be this way. I won't always be here. It's going to be 5-10 years and I'm going to be running things. I'm going to be supervising things and I'm going to have people doing the same thing that I'm doing now. I'm going to have people working for me in this place. And all I have to do is manage. You have to speak those things to life. You got to speak those things into fruition because, listen, it will come to pass. It's going to come. The victory is already here. The battle was already won. The book is already done. The business is already, you know, flourishing. Like, you have to learn how to speak these things to life and understand that as soon as you make yourself available to God, as soon as you give God your all, as soon as you submit to Him in all your ways, that everything else is going to fall into place, that everything else is going to prosper, that those nights that you cried and cried and was tired, that you was about to throw in the towel, that they all were for a good reason, that they were all worth it. Because at the end of the day, you wouldn't have got to the place you are now without first crying those tears, without first reaping those tears of loneliness or exhaustion or, you know, anxiety. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't take the little things for granted. You know what I'm saying? Everything that you've been through is with good reason. You learn some things through those dark times. You learn how to be humble. You learn what true strength looks like from those experiences, from those mistakes, from that mess that you've encountered. You've learned. But in order for you to continue to learn is if you make yourself available to the knowledge that is out there. So this wraps up today's episode, guys. Before I end this episode, I just want to give a big shout out to the Savage Home Realty Group. Before the year was over, I had my second annual toy drive between the months of November to December. Usually I would just collect locally. However, Savage Home Group reached out to me and they donated a generous amount to the toy drive. And I just wanted to shout them out and give them a big thank you for that. It was a great turnout. Again, I cannot wait to do this again next year. And I can't wait to see the new opportunities that I'm going to be able to get to give back to my community within this new year. But again, shout out to the Savage Home Group. Thanks again for the donations. If you haven't already, make sure you visit my inspirational blog on Instagram at Her Devotion. And also head over to my website at destinyjackson.com. Get your copy of the Steps of Faith Journal and sign up for the 21-day Supernatural Fast if you haven't already. Y'all have a blessed rest of y'all day. I love y'all, and I will talk to you guys in the next episode.